September 2, Daniel 2:13-30. Babylon's leading citizen. There is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Daniel 2:28. Daniel sought the Lord when the decree went forth to slay all the wise men of the kingdom of Babylon because they could not relate or interpret a dream which had gone from the king's mind. Nebuchadnezzar demanded not only the interpretation of the dream, but the relation of the dream itself. They declared that the request of the king was beyond that which had ever been required of any man. The king became furious and acted like all men who have great power and uncontrollable passions. He decided that every one of them should be put to death. And as Daniel and his fellows were numbered with the wise men, they also were to share this fate. Daniel was imbued with the spirit of Jesus Christ, and he pleaded with that the wise men of Babylon should not be destroyed. The followers of Christ do not possess the attributes of Satan, which make it a pleasure to grieve and afflict the creatures of God. They have the spirit of their master, who said, "I am come to seek and to save that which was lost. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Had Daniel possessed the same quality of religious zeal which is so quickly inflamed today in the churches, and men are led by it to inflict and oppress and destroy those who do not serve God after their prescribed plan, he would have said to Arioch, "These men who claim to be wise men are deceiving the king. They have not the knowledge they claim to have and should be destroyed. They dishonor the God of heaven. They serve idols, and their lives in no way do honor to God. Let them die, but bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation." The transforming grace of God was made manifest in his servant, and he pleaded most earnestly for the lives of the very men who afterwards, in a secret, underhanded manner, made plans by which they thought to put an end to the life of Daniel. These men became jealous of Daniel because he found favor with kings and nobles and was honored as the greatest man in Babylon.